I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is July 6th, 2013. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today's topic, taken from the website of Faith Baptist Church in Primrose, Georgia, written by Pastor Billy Ball, titled, Hunting, the Male Version of Shopping. He begins, Genesis 9, verses 2 through 3, state, And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Billy, thanks for pointing out another error in the Bible for us. We really appreciate all the help we can get because there are simply too many goof-ups for us to find them all by ourselves. In this case, God's words are contradicted by the fact that humans care for and dearly love billions of pets. And unless I can't read animals very well, that love is returned in spades, as many animals have been known to die defending their humans. Pastor Ball continues, Which weapon is the best for deer hunting in each of the different categories? Billy, I'm going to omit your list of rifles, pistols, bows, muzzleloaders, and shotguns because it would bore my audience to tears. Let's skip ahead. He wrote, God bless and safe and happy hunting. Billy, so killing a defenseless deer makes you happy? Well, I guess that's what you just said, didn't you? He writes, Blessings from the field. If you're a Christian brother or married couple who would like to send us a photo from a recent hunt, we would be glad to use it on this page. Billy, I'm just trying to imagine what it would have been like if computers and photography had come along a couple of hundred years ago. I'm picturing your great-great-great-grandfather sending out that notice. But I can see where there might have been some slight differences. For example, Grandpa might have written, Blessings from the field. If you're a Christian couple, please send us photos of the two of you merrily dancing around a witch as she burned to death at the stake in horrible agony. Or send us photos of your slaves, but make sure to airbrush out any visible bruises or whipping scars, since our audience includes many children. If you have photos of any savages that you have either killed or driven off their land, please forward those to us as well. Indian pictures are huge favorites among our Christian flock and will be gladly used on this page. Now Billy presents a series of pictures on his webpage. I will explain the pictures as best I can on this podcast, but to truly appreciate the ice-cold brutality of this man, I suggest you go to theskepticarena.com and open the Word document associated with this podcast and see the pictures for yourselves. The first picture is entitled Pastor Ball and Brother Keith James with Five Hogs taken near Columbus, Georgia. And the picture shows five hogs dangling from a wire by 1 foot as the two mighty Christian warriors dressed in fatigues mug for the camera. Billy, for humans in the past, hunting was a matter of survival and therefore morally necessary. But in 21st century America, where 1/3 of the people are obese and another 1/3 are merely fat, and no one is starving to death involuntarily, you have no moral justification for killing innocent animals. And eating them does not absolve you, since you could have easily driven down to the local McDonald's and fed that fat face of yours anytime you chose. And from the looks of your pictures, it appears like you've never actually driven past one. without stopping. Billy, those animals did not have to die. Their offspring did not have to be left without parents to raise them, making their survival unlikely. Those animals could have lived out their lives, and not one person in America would have been worse off. Billy, you don't kill out of necessity, as did our forebears. You kill because you like it. The next picture is titled, Brother Ethan Bryson, Michael, and Pastor Ball, A Hog-Killing Time. And it shows the three men standing behind a trailer with 5 dead hogs. Yeah, Billy, that picture obviously makes you very proud. You go out with a high-powered rifle and blow the intestines out of a hog that is just trying to eke out a meager existence on a planet teeming with predators. But those predators have an excuse. You don't. Like you said, killing time. Life means nothing to ghost worshippers like you. It never has and never will. And then he has another picture showing the dead hogs from another angle lying in the trailer, entitled, A Good Day's Hunting. Billy, we know what your excuse is. You are providing meat for your family. But let's analyze that excuse for a moment. You could feed your little nest of ghost worshippers at McDonald's for what? $20? Maybe $30 if everyone gets Sundays? To go out and kill these animals cost you the price of the weapons, the cost of training with the weapons, including range fees and targets, the price of ammo, the gas and vehicle expenses to drive far out into the wilderness, the price of those really cool camouflage outfits, the cost of cleaning them, and the cost of cleaning your weapons. Then there is the large amount of time devoted to purchasing all that stuff, training with all that stuff, traveling, killing, cleaning, and cooking. Billy, you don't kill because your family needs the food. You don't kill because it saves you money or time. You kill because you like it. Next picture, Pastor Ball and Brother Cliff Haynes with the 10-point buck Brother Ball killed in Paulding County, Georgia. And there's a picture of the two of them holding up the head of the dead buck. Billy, that's a nice shit-eating grin you've got on your face there. Obviously, you are quite proud of that kill. That's a pretty hefty set of jowls you've got there, while Brother Haynes is giving you a pretty good run for your money in the waistline competition. It's pretty obvious that neither of you are skipping any meals. Next picture, Brother Michael and Cody Levette in South Africa, 2008. And a picture shows the two sitting behind the carcass of a dead antelope with their high-powered rifle resting on its hindquarters. Billy, nice to see that you Christians will travel thousands of miles just to keep your killing skills sharp. What was the point of traveling all the way to South Africa just to kill that animal? Hunger? Or just the lust to kill? Personally, I'd go with the second one. Next picture, Pastor Billy Ball at the end of a mule deer hunt in South Dakota shows him on the back of his truck holding a dead buck by the antlers. Billy, how much does it cost to go all the way to South Dakota from Georgia? Quite a bit, I imagine. But hey, you got to kill another innocent animal, so what could be more rewarding than that? Now it gets creepier. Here's a picture of Connor Pettigrew with his first squirrel. His dad, Chris, and little brother, Dakota, make a great hunting team. And there's a picture of three Christians decked out in camouflage fatigues, dad proudly standing behind his two young little ghost worshippers. "Oh, look, Billy. Look how proud and happy that little kid is as he displays the dead squirrel he just killed. That has to be a great moment for any good little Christian boy." While Jewish kids waste their time with bar mitzvahs to celebrate passing into manhood, little Protestant kids display their manhood by waving around dead animals they've just killed. Next picture is titled, "Cooper, or should I say Trapper, Volmer with his muskrat collection." And it shows a little boy about 10 years old standing in front of a collection of dead muskrats hanging by their tails from a rack on a brick wall. Looks like there's about a dozen of them. Billy, how impressive. A collection of dead animals that he killed himself. That's a collection no good Christian boy should be without. His webpage continues. "Dear sinner friend, please stop and think for a moment about your future. Do you realize that if you die today without being born again, you would go immediately to hell, according to Luke 16, verses 22 through 23? Billy, those verses don't say that. Let's read them together. "And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom." Billy, that story very clearly refers to one man. Nowhere do those verses say what you claim they say. He wrote, "Only God knows when that time will come, but he has given you plenty of time to repent and turn to Christ." Billy, what about all the millions of Japanese people over the last 2,000 years? Why didn't they get the chance to repent and turn to Christ? And what about the millions of American Indians and the Incas, Aztecs, and Mayans? How come they were never given the chance to repent and turn to Christ? And Billy, don't forget about all those Eskimos. He wrote, "Think of all that God has done for you so far in your lifetime." Well, Billy, for one thing, he allowed me to become an atheist, so I guess I do owe him something for that one. He wrote, "Why do you continue to procrastinate about the most important decision of your entire lifetime?" Billy, I'm not procrastinating. I've already decided. When I was a child, I believed in childish things. But when I became an adult, I put away childish things. I no longer have imaginary friends. And he concludes by saying, "If our church can help you in any way, please don't hesitate to call, regardless of the hour. We know where you're coming from, for we all were sinners also until the Lord saved us." And now, Billy, you just kill innocent animals for sport. Yeah. I just can't wait to be like you. And now, listeners, if you'll excuse me, I need a couple of minutes before continuing because I have to go vomit. And now we move to the science segment. Today, poison lips, troubling levels of toxic metals found in cosmetics. A new analysis of the contents of lipstick and lip gloss may cause you to pause before puckering. Researchers tested 32 different lipsticks and lip glosses commonly found in drugstores and department stores. They detected lead, cadmium, chromium, aluminum, and five other metals, some of which were found at levels that could raise potential health concerns. Prior studies also have found metals in cosmetics, but this study estimated risk by analyzing the concentration of the metals detected and consumers' potential daily intake of the metals, and then compared this intake with existing health guidelines. Some of the toxic metals are occurring at levels that could possibly have an effect in the long term. Lipstick and lip gloss are of special concern because they are not being blotted on tissue or left as kiss marks. They are ingested or absorbed, bit by bit, by the individual wearing them. The researchers developed definitions for average and high use of lip makeup based on usage data reported in a previous study. Average use was defined as a daily ingestion of 24 milligrams of lip makeup per day. Those who slather on the lip color and reapply it repeatedly could fall into the high use category of 87 milligrams per day. Using acceptable daily intakes derived from this study, average use of some lipsticks and lip glosses would result in excessive exposure to chromium, a carcinogen linked to stomach tumors. High use of these makeup products could result in potential overexposure to aluminum, cadmium, and manganese as well. Over time, exposure to high concentrations of manganese has been linked to toxicity in the nervous system. Lead was detected in 24 products, but at a concentration that was generally lower than the acceptable daily intake level. However, the lead level still raised concerns for young children who sometimes play with makeup, since no level of lead exposure is considered safe for them. For most adults, there is no reason to toss the lip gloss in the trash, but the amount of metals found do signal the need for more oversight by health regulators. At present, there are no U.S. standards for metal content in cosmetics. The European Union considers cadmium, chromium, and lead to be unacceptable ingredients at any level in cosmetic products. And now for the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, Thomas Paine. I will give no biography as he has been previously quoted. And here's the quote from Thomas Paine. To argue with a person who has renounced the use of reason is like administering medicine to the dead.
Are you ready, Goose?